Today's scripture reading is from Galatians 6, verses 1 through 16, doing good to all. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. They can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule to the Israel of God. The words of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
All right. Before Marcia's sermon today, we wanted to take just a few minutes, or maybe several minutes, and talk about June's value focus here at the here for our congregation. For those of you who are still following along in this handy-dandy planner, which I will not make you admit or deny, our June focus for our church's values is this: God calls from a rich diversity of people to serve Christ through leadership, service, and ordination. And we hope that you have spent some time this June thinking about your call and what that might look like in whatever way God has called you to do something. Our congregation has a long history of members who have been called into service for the church. I don't know that, but I believe I saw Barb McKenzie here earlier. Barb McKenzie was a member of our church, I believe, when she was called to be a pastor. We have Rob Day, who many of you know. I saw on Facebook this week, has just moved to Caruthersville to be actually a full-time pastor there after being a dual pastor while he worked his job here in town. And our very own Marcia was called into the ministry from this congregation. And so we have a long history of that sort of calling, but you know what else we have? A long history of being called into a million other things. So we believe that God not only calls some folks into ministry, be full-time or part-time, but we believe that God calls all of us to do something. And so we have some special guests with us here this morning who would like to share a little bit about their call from God to do something that maybe wasn't full-time ministry, but is definitely something that God has called them to do. We have the fabulous Don Rickman. We have Marcia Kimry. We have Krinda Wade, and we have David Atkinson. And they're each going to spend just a few minutes talking to you a little bit about their call from God. So, Don, you want to come up first? That'd be great.
Good morning. A special calling for Nancy and I. We started a ministry. Well, we didn't start it. We participated in a ministry in a Hermitage together for Pombatere Church, Methodist Church. And then I was appointed to New Hope Church in Edwards, Missouri, and we did the same thing at Warsaw. And that ministry is that we call on care centers, the people that cannot get out. So once a month, locally, we, as a team, go on the third Wednesday at 2 o'clock to Northridge and Arbor. And the team consists of Kathy, that plays the piano, Elizabeth, that leads the singing, and Marianne and Joe, that always have some words of wisdom or humor. And then I preach for 5 or 10 minutes. I got to capture all the audience so I could stay there forever. But anyway, we start out in Northridge and then we go to Arbor. And you may think that those people don't recognize the service we provide. It's an extension of our care team here in First United Methodist. But whenever you see the feet tapping, the hand clapping, and the singing of songs, you know that you're reaching somebody in that crowd. And so if there's any extension of this service that you would like to refer to me or Pastor Marcia, another care center in Lebanon, we would entertain that thought. We thank you for the church support, and Nancy and I are very privileged to head up this ministry. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Marcia Camry, and I've attended this church for 10 years now. So it was in this church that I saw in a church bulletin that there was a call for volunteers to go to Marshfield to help the Marshfield chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. So in church that day, I pulled up the website. I'm sorry, Marcia. But I did pull up the website in church that Sunday morning. And I decided that was something that I definitely wanted to be a part of. So I immediately volunteered myself. And I also volunteered Steve. So he went with me to that build day. And what they do is they build beds for children in the ages of between 3 and 17 who are either sleeping on the floor, sleeping on couches, sleeping with other family members, but don't have an access to their own beds. And so it's their mission to have no kids sleep on the floor in their town. So I kind of felt that I wanted to be a part of bringing that to Lebanon. Sarah is also with that organization. She is the president of our newly founded organization of Lebanon, Missouri Sleep in Heavenly Peace, where we hope to start building beds and getting children in Lebanon, Missouri and the surrounding areas off of the floor, off of couches, and into their own beds. So that was, you know, just something I felt very strongly about doing. So, you know, as you have opportunities that come up, you know, I hope that you would take that opportunity to help others and to serve, and however God wants you to serve. You know, he has a place for all of us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Krinda Wade, and I work at the middle school.
And I have found my calling is definitely with children. And if you've ever been a teacher or been in a school in some capacity, you definitely know that's a ministry all on its own, especially middle schoolers. And so I serve as a couple different roles in the middle school. I serve as a teacher. I teach English, and that's a ministry in itself. And I also serve as a cross-country and track coach. And so through my role as a teacher, I have driven to Walmart, and I have bought shoes for a child that shoes were falling apart. I have taken a child to lunch because their parents is too high to come up to the school to fill out the paperwork to get the free and reduced lunch. And so I've taken them to lunch, and I've purchased their lunch for them and helped them to get registered up for the free and reduced. There's a lot of different capacities that you serve as a teacher. It's not just the instructional portion, but reaching the needs, especially in our community, where there are a lot of low income and a lot of children in broken homes. And before they can ever get taught the curriculum that they need, there's a lot of needs that have to be met in order for them to be successful in the classroom. And, I, amongst every person in our building, truly do a remarkable job of making sure that we reach those needs for our students, as well as our administration as well. And as a coach, in cross country in particular, running is a difficult sport. I have often been reached by our administration and praised about the change in the character of my athletes, that they, before they joined cross country, that they were behavior issues in class, in school, and once they're a part of our team, how the behavior issues start to dissolve at school. And that they really start to clean themselves up as far as their behavior inside and outside of the classroom through learning, discipline, and dedication through a sport. And so that's something I've always taken a lot of pride in. And I would look at this past year, I look at our athletes, and they come from all kinds of walks of life, all kinds of incomes, what their homes' lives look like. And then we're expected to go out and compete against the Nixas and the Ozarks, where it's a vastly different dynamic of who you're competing against. And our kids competed, and they did it, and they rose up to those potentials. And I've always said the kids in Lebanon, they will go through a wall. They will do anything and everything for the right person. And I truly do believe that, and I see that every day. Sometimes the things that I see at school, I see it out on the course, or I interact with the children, and it's not me that speaks. It's definitely through the Holy Spirit reaching the needs of what each of those children need, because they are widely different, and it's truly remarkable the things that our children are able to accomplish. And if you ever hear anybody question the future generation, I'm here to assure you that they are pretty spectacular, a group of individuals, because I've seen them do some pretty really cool things, and I've seen them be really kind when maybe kindness wasn't always what they probably wanted to do, but they do, and they do celebrate each other. We've really made a push in our schools we do standardized testing. And we've really made a push to try to reach some goals in our kids with those standardized testing, and our kids have met those goals, and that's because they, as a whole school community, we're helping them to reach needs outside of the school, as well as inside of the school, and as through that, the relationships that we've built, they're able to start seeing success in the classroom, which is going to transpire to success in life. So that's my ministry, and I definitely don't take it for granted, and it's not for the faint of heart, but it's definitely worth it every single day.
Morning. How is everybody? Okay. I've been a member of this church for a few years now, 1963 to be exact. And through the years, I've been involved in youth ministry, several years, and also camping. I've been to Camp Galilee in particular a lot. I've been to all the other camps that we had in Missouri but one. We had four, and about 10 years ago, the conference decided they wanted out of the camping business. So they did. They got out of the camping business. But at El Dorado Springs, two couples, husband and wife Dennis, Mike and Tammy House, and Harold and Robin Fugate of Fugate Motors, bought the camp. They said, it's going to stay a camp. The word out was that a developer was going to buy the property, bulldoze everything down, put in a housing addition. They said, no, that's not going to happen. The other camps, the one up by Kansas City and the one north of St. Louis, were both bought by a union of local Methodist churches that kept them camps too. The only one that we're not certain about was Blue Mountain, which is in the far southeastern part of the state, pretty much in the middle of nowhere, but a beautiful place, believe me. A camp I have served as a camper, a counselor, assistant director, and volunteer staff covers everything from a chainsaw to kitchen duty, by the way. Pretty dynamic job. All right. In 2016, there was no camp at El Dorado Springs. First time since its inception in 1955 that there wasn't a camp that year. The next year, a group got together, which I'm proud to say I was a part of, and we decided, no, with the blessing of the houses and the few gates, they said, go for it. The first year we had, in 2016, we had 40 campers, okay? Also, I might add that 2016 through 2019, our group here from the church, the youth, we had a fall retreat at Camp Galilee, which went great. I think there's a few participants out there. I know there's at least two adult volunteers. And thank you once again. We had a good time. Started on Friday, ended on Sunday. This year, I'll be gone to camp next week. You won't see me next Sunday. I'll be at camp. This year, I found out Tuesday that we have filled every cabin, every bed at Camp Galilee. We have over 100 senior high kids, about 50 junior high, and about 40 counselors and volunteer staff that are going to be there this week. We did it. Thank you very much.
Let's give everybody a big round of applause for getting that. Yep. We wanted to spend a few minutes just letting you know that your call does not have to be something way outside the box. David loves camping. David's call is to be a camper and to be at Camp Galilee and to do camp things. All of these people are leaning into their gifts and leaning into what they know, and they are using that as God's call. And we hope that in June, you thought a little bit about your call, but also that moving forward, you will consider God's call and using your gifts for His glory. Thank you.
That was my blessing that I inherited that has been planned for quite some time. And they were kind and said, do you really want us to do this on your first Sunday? And I said, absolutely. Why would we not? My calling came from this church, and I am grateful for it. So in the next weeks, you're going to learn a little bit more about me. But today, Here's where my calling came in a situation where I wished I could have served Holy Communion to a group of teenagers. So is God good or what? Guess what we're doing next? Holy Communion. It's kind of like God orchestrated this. Are you with me? I am so blessed to be in this place, and this is the first Sunday of my appointment for this year. And I am grateful to see every single one of you. And we are going to do, I pray, with God's help and the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to do some cool things this year. That's my prayer. Anybody want to? Okay, I'm just saying. Because I think the harvest, did you see that word harvest? I think the harvest is upon us. And I like it.